You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The tough news after devastating Florida, Hurricane Ian has now intensified again out in the Atlantic Ocean, Jeremy. It's approaching South Carolina.
Yeah.
Now is a Category 1 hurricane.
I saw that. It whipped itself right back up, didn't it?
So yeah, people around Charleston.
More flooding.
And, other coastal areas are evacuating with warnings that storm surges could hit 5 feet. So the destruction from this particular storm is far from over.
Yeah.
Oh, Mother Nature is...
So the images coming out of Florida are just incredible. I mean, entire roads just washed into the ocean like it was nothing. Like it's a big sandbox,
crazy,
you know?
Isn't it?
It's pretty nutty.
I can't even fathom what the total dollar number for damage will be. How many billions will this
be? It's going to be so much.
Ugh. What's going on this weekend? Well, we got a bunch of new movies coming out. How about since, you know, we're creeping into October tomorrow, a horror movie. This one stars the daughter of Kevin Bacon and Kyra Sedgwick. Her name is Sosie Bacon. The movie is called Smile. Would you like a little
Oh, I watched the trailer for this. Yeah, tell me.
So Sosie plays a therapist, Jeremy, who witnesses her patient commit suicide with an evil smile on her face. After the traumatic incident, she starts to lose her mind and see people with demonic smiles on their faces.
All right. Did you see the big promotion for this at that baseball game? I don't remember what game it was.
Oh, where they had them.
They hired actors to sit behind home plate, and they smiled with a creepy grin for the entire game. I don't know how they pulled it off. I mean, my face would be on fire. But they had a man and a woman standing there just smiling the entire game.
God.
What a great idea, right?
You know, I saw the headline that they said that, you know, the creepy smile was some sort of Hollywood stunt, and I didn't put the two together.
Yep, it was for this movie.
You can also go see an R-rated movie called Dead for a Dollar. It's a Western about a bounty hunter who's hired to track down Rachel Brosnahan. Yes, the woman from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. She's in the movie.
Hmm.
She was also in the original trailer for the book The Comet's Curse. Thank you very much. Rachel was. Anyway, in the movie, her husband claims she's being held hostage by a guy, but we all know she's there willingly.
I like her and I like Westerns, so...
Go see it.
I'm in.
There's a movie with Sigourney Weaver and Kevin Kline about a messy divorce. Blah, blah, blah. And then a movie called Bros, an LGBTQ romantic comedy about a museum curator hired to write a romantic comedy about a gay couple. And in the process, he meets and falls for a lawyer. The movie features an entirely LGBTQ main cast.
Hey, look at that.
Interesting.
Cool.
So that's going on in Hollywood. Speaking of Hollywood, check out this story. Bruce Willis, you know, he had that diagnosis of aphasia, and he's pretty much retired. However, last year, it turns out he sold the rights to his image to an artificial intelligence company called DeepCake.
Yeah.
And so what they're doing is creating digital twins of Bruce that can be used to make new film projects.
I posted the little trailer for this on our Facebook page if you want to search Dom and Jeremy and kind of see how they did it. They've got
a
stand-in guy that's bald and, you know, roughly... What threw me off is he's not quite Bruce Willis's body type.
Mm-hmm.
But the face is spot on how they can do that now. Just mold his face right onto this guy. And you'd never know, honestly. It's that well done.
Bruce Willis's estate says that they do get final say in what is done with this image. And
so
what they did is they chose Bruce from back in the Die Hard and Fifth Element days. So it will be that age.
He's got a little younger look. He's very smooth. Essentially, these actors could live on forever now, you know?
Forever
and ever and ever. It's kind of neat.
Somebody who did not live forever, the Queen of England, when she died, you know, there was a lot of talk about what exactly was her official cause of death. Well, now, the TMZ people, those zombies, have got hold of her death certificate, and it says old age.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about that is... rarely do you see an official declaration of old age. They usually put some other cause of death that is exacerbated by old age. But apparently, Jeremy, the queen is afforded more privacy than us common folk.
Well, and she was. I mean, she was old.
She was old. She was 96.
We were laughing last night. We had the TV on, and the nightly news came on, and they were teasing what's coming up on the program. And they're like, and we now know what the queen died of. It was their big, And you continued to watch it, and it was seriously like 12 seconds of the show. Yeah. Well, she died of old age.
There you go.
But we were laughing about how much these news stations build up their stories, Total
the
clickbait.
Teasers, right.
Yeah.
In canine news, I've got a little news for nerds action for you. We know how incredible dogs are, especially their noses. We've talked before in our News for Nerds segments about dogs that can sniff out cancer. During COVID, they had trained dogs to sniff out and detect COVID. Now here's a new one. A study has found that your dog can tell whether you're stressed out without even seeing you or hearing you. They say dogs can smell and detect stress on people.
Hmm.
Because, we put out those certain stress hormones and the dogs, boom, are right there. And then this is kind of robot/dog news. Amazon is going to roll out a robot assistant named Astro that follows you around like a dog, does various tasks for you, and keeps an eye out for burglars.
Hey, look at that.
Burglar. It's like a guard dog,
burglar
but
alert.
It's a robot.
Intruder.
Want to know how much?
A lot.
Starting at $1,500, but I'm sure the prices will come down. Anyway, what else is trending?
Mickey D's is trending this morning. Check this story out. McDonald's is about to start selling adult Happy Meals. They are going to hit the menu next Monday. You get two types, one with Big Mac fries and a drink, and the other one with a 10-piece chicken nuggie with your fries and drinks. And yes, you're going to get a toy in it. The toys are a little weird, though, because they're partnering with some fashion brand called Cactus Plant Flea Market. I have no idea what that is. I have never heard of it. But you're going to get a little figurine in your Happy Meal of the Hamburglar, Grimace, Birdie, and some new character named Cactus Buddy. I'm going to have to do some more research on what this Cactus Plant Flea Market is, because that's actually what they're calling it, too. It's a Cactus Plant Flea Market meal box. It's too much to say. Just call it an adult Happy Meal and put a better toy in it.
So it's just a massive marketing agreement between McDonald's and this fashion company.
Yep.
That's so all it is something to drive advertising. Well,
yeah, so I don't know. I guess when they're done with this, it's supposed to run through October. I hope they rebrand it and actually make an adult Happy Meal. I went onto my personal Facebook page because I like to post fun little questions every morning for everybody on my page. And I said, what would be the ideal adult toy? And leaving the obvious out, you perverts, that you would want in your adult Happy Meal. The top three, mini shots, number two, Xanax, and number three, Tums. Those would be the three biggies that adults would want in their Happy Meals.
Solid
according
choices.
To listeners on my Facebook page.
Can we get all
solid.
Three at once?
Right. So anyway, that's happening next Monday. Some stuff popping in entertainment this October. The new season of Saturday Night Live kicks off tomorrow. The third installment of season 11 of The Walking Dead airs on Sunday. That show's still on. I gave up on that show years ago.
I'm trying
thinking
to remember
it would fizzle out.
Was my last. I thought it was
God,
six,
I want to say five or six. I was like, enough of this. And then check this out. The 19th season of Grey's Anatomy returns on October 6th for season 19. Fans of Yellowstone, the season 5 trailer is officially here. 2-hour premiere is going to be on November 13th. I posted the trailer on our Facebook page if you want to check that out this morning. It looks pretty good. Some weird headlines floating around this morning. A woman in Scotland is selling a coffin on Facebook Marketplace. She bought it for her husband, but he lived longer than she hoped. So that's for sale on Facebook. And check this story out.
Wait a minute. So what's going to happen to him when he does die?
I don't know. I guess they'll have to get another one. I guess she needs the money now. Okay. Got to recoup the costs. And this is crazy. A family of 12 siblings in Spain were awarded a Guinness World Record when their combined age was confirmed as 1,058 years and 249 days. They range in age from 97 to 76, with the average age being 88 years old. Isn't that nutty?
I looked at a photo of them because I included this story in the Mindbender Club mailer for today, and I put a picture of the family. They all look terrific.
Really good? That's great.
Yeah. So my guess is they are going to continue to bump this record up because they all look like they're in pretty good health to me.
Bump it, bump it.
Bump it. You know what? It's that Mediterranean diet over there in Spain, my friend.
Absolutely.
A lot of olive oil.
I believe it, man. Soaking that stuff. Here's a second dog story of the morning. If dogs started talking, what would be your biggest concern? A little survey out this morning. The biggest concern that was at the top of the list is that they would gossip and reveal all of our secrets.
Yeah.
They'd run to your neighbors and tell them what you've been saying about them. Run to your mother-in-law and tell her. Mm-hmm. The next popular concern is that your dog wouldn't stop talking once it started. I would think so. Once they decided to talk all of a sudden, they've got probably a lot to get out.
They've got years stored up that they've got to get out.
And the third biggest worry is that your dog wouldn't be politically correct and it would just start insulting everybody. Which I think I'd be all right with.
It's kind of fun.
It reminds me of, who was that dog on Conan O'Brien? The Triumph, the insult comic dog. Do you remember him?
Mm-mm.
The puppet with the cigar. It was a dog that insulted everybody. Yeah, look it up. Real quick, Fat America, Taco Bell is bringing back the $10 Taco Lovers Pass, Dom, for one day only. You buy the pass on the Taco Bell app and you get free tacos every day for the next 29 days.
Free tacos every day for 20 for 10
for
bucks?
$10. That's pretty good, man.
Is it just one taco a day?
It's just one taco a day. That's all you
get. Oh, forget that.
They're banking that you're going to go in and buy two more tacos to go with that taco that's included. All right, let's do clickbait.
It's
on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's the latest TikTok trend, of course. It's kind of goofy, kind of fun. I can see recreating this with our producer, Josh, today. It's called Running in the Air. It's done by two people, and they play this song called the Can-Can Song. You'll know it when you hear it. Basically, the basics is one person stands in front of the other and they let that person behind them pick them up by the waist and kind of suspend them in the air, and they run in the air while this song is playing. It sounds ridiculous, but it's actually fun. And I hope you get a smile on your face when you're watching some of the examples. They're on our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.